Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud. Today we're going to find out about converting to Judaism and about Ruth and her process of doing so. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kitchanu V'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok V'divrei Torah. Today we're going to be in Bavli. Yes, I know, bit of a surprise, but nevertheless, Bavli, Tractate Yevamot. We're going to be in chapter 4, and we'll be on page 47b. This section right here is a huge chunk of material. It's almost a mini tractate on conversion. So if you're ever looking for material on conversion, just zoom right to this tractate and these pages, and you'll have what you need. One of the interesting things that you find here is that you really don't get any bonus points in Judaism for converting somebody to Judaism. As a matter of fact, converts are kind of pushed away at first and advised that it's going to really be tough work for them and they might be better off not being Jewish, because if they are not Jewish, then they really only have to do the 7 Noahide commandments, about which nobody really kind of agrees what is on that list, but basically just be a decent human being and don't eat flesh torn off a living animal. But once you're Jewish, you know, that's, you go from 7 to 613. And that also that it's not a cakewalk. In the time of the Talmud, somebody's going to come and try and kill you, namely the Romans. And of course, that hasn't changed in all this time. So it's a little strange because many other religions do give their followers bonus points for getting converts. So, but Judaism is definitely not like that. And you find all that material here. But I wanted to concentrate on this lovely midrash they have here on Ruth. You know, the book of Ruth is read on Shavuot. And really one of the most beautiful things that you could ever read in scripture is right there. It's in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Vatomer Ruth, al pit'i vi la'azvich, lashuv me'acharayich. And Ruth says to her mother-in-law Naomi, please don't urge me to abandon you and to return from after you. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where you die, I shall die, and there shall I be buried. May God do that and more to me, if anything, part me from you, but death. And we say that during conversion ceremonies. All right, so here's what Talmud does to that passage. It's a common rabbinic technique where it seems like we're only hearing one side of a conversation when she makes that statement. And so Talmud comes in and just fills in the rest of the conversation. So here we go. V'ein marbim alav, v'ein medakkim alav. We don't multiply for the potential convert all the things he's going to have to do, and we don't be too exact about it. Amar Rav Elazar, my kara'a, diski v'tevra ki mi ametzehi lalechet ita v'techdal l'deber elaha. So where do you get the source for this practice of you tell them some stuff but not too much in scripture? It's right from our verses in Ruth. Okay? And he quotes it there. And it's when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking to her. That's Naomi stopped speaking to Ruth. Ve'amrala asrinlan tehun shabbat. We are forbidden to go outside the boundaries of Shabbat. And Ruth answers, Ba'asher telchi elech, where you go, I will go. Asir lan yichud. We are not allowed to have a woman and a man together alone. And Ruth answers, Ba'asher talimi elech alim. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Mepaktinan shesh me'ot u'shlosha asrei mitzvot. We are appointed to us, we have to do 613 mitzvot. Amecha mi, your people is my people. Asir lan avodah zarah, we are not allowed to do foreign idol worship. V'lohayich Elohai, your God is my God. Arba mitot min seru levet din. The court has four ways of doing capital punishment. Ba'asher tamuti amut. However you die, I will die. Ushne kevarim min seru levet din. And the court has two burial grounds that it can put you in. Visham ekaver. And there will I be buried. Miyad v'tera ekimin ametzehi v'gomer. And that is when Naomi stops talking to Ruth. So in other words, it's a whole conversation. We only get part of the conversation in the book of Ruth. It's a conversation where Naomi is warning Ruth, being a convert to Judaism is a lot of work. And each phrase of Ruth's statement is in reply to that, saying, no, I want to do this. I really want to do this. Okay. I look forward to hearing your discussions about this. You can discuss on the podcast page or at our Google group. And all right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.